You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
The views and opinions of the following program is not necessarily those of WOKB, staff, and management of Unity Broadcasting.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you're in the car, don't touch that dial. Stay with us. We've got a great show for you tonight. That's right. We're live. We're on the radio. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And yes, we're on the radio. The phone number to call in, if you're going to call in, which we'd love to hear from you, whether you're sighted, whether you're blind, 407-894-1680. Hey, folks. Before we get started, and you don't touch that dial, you want to know what the show's all about? You'll be able to hear it in a minute. Don't forget, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Before, let me introduce you to players tonight. To my left, co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I certainly am. Where else would I be? Hi, everybody, and welcome to the May 2nd edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to have you on board.
In his home, about 50 miles away, my buddy, co-host, what's his name? Gary Sinclair. Gary, you there? Gary!
I certainly am. Gary. Thanks to all these listeners for tuning us back in again.
And in the studio tonight, well, let me just say, before we introduce our engineer for tonight, he was with us the last couple nights, last couple shows. His name is Glenn Allgood. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening, Glenn.
And Angela will be answering the phone for you tonight. And I want to say a special get well to our friend, our producer, our family member, Chris Shaw. He's still under the weather. Chris Shaw, we hope you get well real soon. And everybody's asking for you, Chris.
Yes.
Get well soon, Chris.
Get well, Chris, please.
Absolutely, Chris.
We miss you, Chris.
We miss you.
Yeah. So everybody put your prayers out there for Chris and help him get better.
Yeah, Lynn, you want to give some PSAs first, or you want to give some shout-outs?
Yeah, well, first of all, Gary, do you have any shout-outs before I do mine?
Yes. My grandson, Braden, and my son, Wayne.
Okay. What about Stephanie and the boy, the other, what's Braden's brother's name?
Jackson.
And the little girl.
And the little granddaughter.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh, I put him on the spot. Yeah, Julia, she is so cute. She looks like her brothers. All right. Well, I have a few shout outs. I have, well, you said about Chris, Michael, so you covered that. I'd like to shout out to Jonathan Goodman up there in the Voorhees, New Jersey area. And, Michael, you certainly know that area.
Yep.
And I
hope he's having a cheesesteak for me.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Joanna Simmons, and she is in Chicago, Illinois, that area. Hi, Joanna. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to Vernon Humphrey, PhD, who is the president of the National Association of Blind Veterans, and he is up there in the Columbus, Ohio area. So, hello, everybody, and welcome. Glad you're listening.
Those people in Voorhees or Cherry Hill area, you can go to my favorite diner there, Ponzio's Diner. Give you a shout out, Ponzio's Diner there. And
Jonathan will call in and debate you on that.
Well, that's one of my favorite diners, Ponzio's Diner. Phone number to call in, and don't forget, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
How about you, Glenn? Do you have any
shout-outs? You have any shout-outs, Glenn?
Yeah, I want to shout out all the Blind and Beyond family and all of your listeners. Man, you have an army of listeners. They call throughout the week sometimes, and I just want to shout them out, shout you guys out for such a great job you're doing.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Glenn.
We appreciate you helping us last week and this week.
Absolutely.
Helping us get through this.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to start. We're going to start the show. I'm going to give you a special trivia right now. Yeah, I'm going to surprise you.
Well, that's early.
This is a special trivia. Let's see who's going to get this one. First one who gets it wins a nice prize. This was the restaurant is out. Well, I should say out of business, but they might have a few left, but they were all over the country. I used to love them. I used to stop when my parents used to travel from Philadelphia to Connecticut. We usually stopped at least one or two each time on the road. They were all over the country, everywhere you are, whether it's in Chicago or Philadelphia or Boston. They were all over the country. Later up, they had a hotel with them as well. They used to be a restaurant and a hotel. They're famous for their orange roof. Okay? This was not a fancy restaurant. It had a big counter, a lot of booths.
Good ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to give hints. I used to love their hot dogs.
They also have fruit outside, a big orange and an apple. And
I didn't know about that. Didn't know about that. So what am I thinking about? Later on in the show, I'll give you the initials. Right now, I'm not going to give you the initials because once I give you the initials, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who am I talking about? The restaurant chain was known for their orange roof, their hot dogs. It was a very simple menu, and we used to sit at the counter. They used to have a big counter spot, and Lynn gave away, I wasn't going to talk about the ice cream, but they were known for their ice cream, a lot of flavors, hot dogs. Later on, in some of the restaurants, they had hotels with them as well.
Yep.
The hotels were not fancy.
Nope.
The hotels were not
cheap,
fancy.
It was inexpensive.
Well, not supposed to say the word cheap. Inexpensive.
Well, inexpensive, yes.
But they may still be around, some of them, but most of them are gone. So who am I talking about? 407-894-1680. Can you know What I'm talking about? The restaurant? Later on in the show, I'll give you the initials. Then I will give it away.
I could give a location to one, Michael, for people.
No, don't give locations.
Okay.
Well, how have you been, Gary? We haven't seen you in a year.
But you know what?
I know.
I'm going to get to see you tomorrow for the first time in over a year because you're going to bring me a Philly steak sub from where, Michael?
Las Patas.
Las Patas. Winter Park. No, it's Winter Park. Ain't it?
Hello? No, I think that's Orlando over on the other
Could
side.
Could be Orlando. Size 4
Orlando, not Winter Park. It's Orlando. On Lee Road.
Yeah. Lee Road.
It's a nice plug. They have the best cheesesteaks.
Yeah, they do. That's real. That's authentic.
This is Lori. Can anybody hear me?
Wait a second.
Yeah, we can hear you.
What is it?
Wait a second. Lori, we're on the air. We'll be talking to you in a little bit on the other side of the commercial. We're on the air right now. Okay,
we've got somebody who wants to try to answer the trivia question, guys.
Okay.
It's,
where are they calling from?
It's Howie calling from Oceanside. Isn't that New Jersey?
That's in New York.
That's New York?
You can't win, though.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Howie?
There.
Yep.
Howie?
Yep. Hello.
Anywhere?
Hello?
Hello, is that Howie?
Hi, yep. Howie.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Doing good. Is he eligible then?
I think so.
Yeah, he's eligible. This is a different contest. Yep.
I thought he won the point, but I'll get pardoned. Okay.
What's the answer?
Howard Johnson.
Who do you think it is, Howie, from Oceanside, New York?
Howard Johnson.
Yeah, 100% right.
You got it.
The initials were H and J, Howard Johnson.
Yep. You got it, buddy.
No, they're all over. He's right. He just won himself a $25 gift card from CVS or Walgreens. Which one do you want?
CVS, please.
Huh?
CVS.
CVS.
Okay, give your name and address.
Okay. It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got a lot more trivia coming up to the show. Don't go away.
Give
your name and address. We'll send it out to you.
Lynn, happy Mother's Day week early.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Okay. Anybody else on the line?
Nope.
No, there's nobody else here.
Mm-hmm. We're free and clear.
Hello?
Are we going to a break?
Yeah, are you still there? Gary, you're on the radio?
I'm still here.
Okay, just checking. Hey, folks.
Yeah.
We got some great music spots coming up. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Calling all leaders, join us at the Executive Leadership Conference hosted by Vision Serve Alliance. Join hundreds of leaders in the field of blindness, low vision, and visual impairment for this three-day conference focused on networking, learning, and collaboration. Gain CEU credits, expand your network, and learn how to make a bigger impact in 2021. This year's VSA ELC is entitled Innovating for Success and will be on Tuesday, April 27th through the 29th. Register now at VSAELC.com.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, this is the Blind and Beyond show. This is your host, Michael. Love to hear from you. Call in 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up, Lynn.
Okay, well, we're back, and we'd like to welcome our first guest caller for the evening, and we'd welcome Lori Staff. And Lori is the president and CEO of Keystone Association for the Blind. And is it Hermitage, Pennsylvania? Is that how you say it?
Hermitage.
Hermitage, yeah. Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How's your son?
How's your son doing?
He is doing a little bit better. He was out of practice most of the week. They did have a game this morning, and he was able to play, but he's still pretty sore. He's got a pretty deep bone bruise, but luckily nothing broken, thank God.
Wow. So for everybody who doesn't know, Lori was going to come call in last week, but her son got hit in the knee with a baseball bat. So
wow.
Yes.
So where did you hit it?
He was actually pitching, and a line drive came back to the mound. He actually got hit with the baseball in the knee. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, last week, one of the Philadelphia Phillies got hit in the face with the ball.
I saw that.
Yeah.
My son's favorite player.
I just can't believe it.
Right?
So, Lori, amazing. Tell us about Keystone.
Well, Keystone Blind Association, we actually have a group of seven different companies. And we actually provide not only human services to individuals who are blind, in terms of we provide transportation with sighted guide to doctor's appointments, banking services, grocery store shopping. We'll have somebody go in with somebody that needs to get grocery assistance. We also provide orientation and mobility training for an individual who's visually impaired to teach them how to travel safely with their white cane. Whether it be on a crosswalk or whether it be in a mall or someplace that they may need, whether it's at college, at their job. We also provide access technology services where we teach individuals who are completely blind how to be able to use an Android, an iPhone, an iPad. We teach them different versions of software so that if they're a working age and they want to work, they'll be able to work and be able to retain their position and their job. We provide prevention of blindness services where we do screenings at individual kindergarten classes or pre-K screenings. We do lots of stuff related to services, but we also, the other half of our mission is to teach independence by providing employment opportunities for individuals who are blind and visually impaired. And we actually have quite a few openings right now that we are recruiting for.
And tell us about the relocation that you pay for up to $1,500, is it?
Well, actually, we are currently offering a $1,500 sign-on bonus for anybody that actually joins our crew for a federal contract that we have with a federal customer. We've relocated several individuals from different states across the United States to Pennsylvania to work. Not only did we provide the relocation assistance as far as paying for the moving truck and helping out with their first month's rent at their new apartment or wherever they choose to live, we also assist in setting up public transportation for them to be able to get back and forth to their place of employment. Aside from this, as I said, we do have a full services department at Keystone that includes support services, life skills programs, a variety of support programs, information and referral services, assistance with access technology, all of those services. So they're never just coming here and just going straight to work. They're services that we have to offer them. They're not working if that's something that they would need.
All right.
But the $1,500 in addition to the relocation assistance.
Wow.
Laurie, this is Michael.
Good incentive.
Laurie, yeah. This is Michael. For those folks that don't know, the people that are listening in Pennsylvania, a lot of folks are and it may still not know who Keystone is. Now, you have offices all over the state. Is that correct? All over the state of Pennsylvania?
We have different agencies across the state. We have four different agencies that provide services, but a total of seven agencies. And we have contracts all over the state of Pennsylvania, whether it's providing janitorial services at a rest area, which we do a lot of the rest areas, 34 of them across the interstate. We also do lawn maintenance. We do snow removal services. We have a couple university contracts where we do some janitorial services there. We have a production department in the back of our current building where we do assembly of tools and helmets for federal customers and also state customers. That's another area where we're actually recruiting individuals for. And then we also have a federal contract that we provide mailroom services for, which that's the contract that we're trying to recruit individuals and providing sign-on bonuses, you know, to recruit individuals.
And these are all visually impaired blind folks, correct?
Yep, visually impaired. Wow. The mailroom contract is specifically for blind and visually impaired individuals. But rest areas, some of those contracts are for individuals that have any disability. But the big contract is the federal contract, and that is for individuals who are considered legally blind.
Wow. That's really good. Good incentive for everybody to go up to
you have an office,
Keystone,
I believe. Yeah. You have one of the offices in Keystone in Bucks County area, don't you? Am I wrong?
We are that's where the federal contract is actually down in Butler County, but we do have offices in Montgomery County. We have offices in Delaware County, Beaver County, Lawrence County, Mercer County, and Crawford County. So we're kind of all over the place across the state.
And do you help people, do you guide them to find affordable housing?
Absolutely. We'll help them fill out paperwork, pretty much any benefit that they're eligible for. That's one of the services that our service department will help them fill out the paperwork for, that kind of stuff. So anybody that's, you know, legally blind that's looking to find employment, we definitely have great opportunities there.
If you have any questions, folks, you would like to talk to Lori. If you have any questions as far as any of these jobs, feel free to call now, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to ask Lori any questions, 407-894-1680.
Can you elaborate on a couple of the jobs just to give people an idea, a little bit more detail, like the mailroom or?
Absolutely.
What are some of the popular jobs that
have? The mailroom contract is for a federal customer, mm-hmm. and it's actually in an underground mine. And when everybody thinks of an underground mine, they think, oh my gosh, it's this terrible, awful place. It's going to be dark and dingy. Absolutely not. It pretty much looks like any type of office building that you would go into. The only difference is it doesn't have any windows. I've been down there multiple times. It's a very comfortable place. And what they do down there is that they receive and deliver incoming mail. They meter all the outgoing mail for multiple customers down there. They organize the documents, they scan them, they manifest hard copy materials, they utilize a manifest logging system, and basically anything that has to do with processing the mail, that's one of the jobs that we offer down there. Off the top of my head, if I'm thinking correctly, I believe the pay is around $14 an hour plus health and welfare benefits. So they'll get health care, dental, vision.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Basically a cafeteria plan if they want to plan for retirement, short-term and long-term disability. All of those things are options that they can choose from for their benefits. So I know that's a concern for a lot of people, but they're very good paying jobs. And we're definitely actively recruiting people. And as you said earlier, there's a $1,500 sign-on bonus as well. The other area that we're recruiting for actively is in our production facility. It is an air-conditioned facility, so it's not, you know, a lot of places that you, you know, a lot of places people tend to think of plants as being these big, you know, areas where there's, you know, no air conditioning and then it's like a sweatshop, nothing like that at all. Completely air-conditioned in there, and they assemble tools and helmets for the federal government. One of our biggest is the U.S. Navy. For our helmets and also our tools. We provide all the tools that we can possibly provide to Grainger, who's the worldwide distributor of our tools. They're all on the federal procurement list. Our tools are also on the state of Pennsylvania's procurement list. So they make a lot of tools in a week. And if you're looking for a fun place to work where, you know, you can go to work in a safe environment and have also access to our services department, that's also another option. So,
I got a question.
I'm going to answer.
Gary has a
question. Go ahead,
Gary.
Okay, I want to know what's the age from what age to what age? What's a cutoff age and what's the beginning age?
There's no ending age, really, but probably our beginning age is 18 years old, being able to work. But there's no cutoff age. I know we have individuals who are, you know,
this person can't be a blind person, correct? It's only for a visually impaired person, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Somebody that's legally blind, which is 20/200 in their best corrected visual acuity or less than 20 degree visual field.
Right.
Because I was questioning myself. I'm thinking to myself, as a blind person, how am I able to scan a piece of paper? I wouldn't know which side is which.
Well, we've got access technology that we utilize down there. There are some restrictions with what we can and can't use down there since it's a federal customer, but we have a full team down there that works with individuals and figures out what technology works best for them. And some of our individuals don't need any technology at all based upon the job that they're doing. So we have an awesome team down there.
If anybody would like to call in right now and discuss it with Lori, you can call in right now, 407-894-1680.
How did you get involved with Keystone, Lori?
Well, I've actually been there for 12 years now. I previously started there as their CFO 12 years ago, and then I moved into the CEO's position when our previous CEO, Jonathan Pfister, had retired. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was actually an auditor that used to audit Keystone Blind Association and all of their affiliate agencies, and I just really enjoyed what they did, believed in their mission, and ended up going to work for them.
Why don't you give the contact information, Lori, for those who are interested in calling?
Anybody that's interested can feel free to log on to our website, which is www.keystoneblind.org. They can feel free to call me in the office, and I can connect them to the HR, the Human Resources Department. Telephone number is 724-347-5501, and I'm at extension 215 or 724-734-5161. And again, our website is www.keystoneblind.org.
Okay, that would probably be the best thing for them to go on the website. It's because it's hard to remember all the phone numbers.
I don't know how you find it in Keystone, but we find it now all across the country. More and more things are now opening up now that COVID-19, all the folks are getting their shots and everything else. More and more people are now looking for jobs. Now people are getting out of their homes and going back to work. It looks like it's starting
to happen.
It's really
not hard out there now, Michael. A lot of companies are giving a lot of incentives, you know,
to come back
to
work.
Off with,
Yeah, back to work. But we definitely have a safe working environment. We're still following, even though things have opened back up, following all COVID-19 protocols to make sure all of our people are safe. I know a lot of companies out there spent a lot of money to keep their companies safe. And I know this past year we spent over $100,000 providing PPE, everything that they could possibly need to make sure that everybody was safe. And we've been very fortunate that the safety measures we've been taking have been keeping all of our employees safe. So,
okay.
Well, thank you so much.
We look forward to having you back on next month. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Yep. It was nice meeting you. Stay well.
And thank you for being part of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you so much. You guys do a wonderful job, and it's a great way to get resources out to blind and visually impaired individuals. So thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good luck to you
this week. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. Take care. Bye-bye. And that's Lori, CEO of Keystone. They're in Pennsylvania, so you folks are very lucky to have Keystone in Pennsylvania.
They're all over, too. That's amazing.
What?
They're all over Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they're all over Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was surprised. That's a one local area at first. No, all over the whole state.
Yeah, very big upstate business from Harrisburg.
And what I was surprised of is they got a lot of outside jobs to do, too.
Yep.
To get you out in the air. I'll work outside and get in the fresh air. But she did surprise me. They got snow removal. We don't have that down here.
Yeah. That's funny, didn't it? So, Gary, how was your evening last night?
The evening was good. I mean, it was I'm talking about the Florida Council Blind Banquet last evening that I went to. Mm-hmm. And very informative. Had a guest speaker on there. She was on with Sheila not too long ago. I'm telling about her life story, about all the awards and stuff that she's achieved. And, I mean, my goodness, she talked about 45 minutes. That was a good one, too. And then we had a live auction and made quite a bit of money on the auction and had dinner. And, yeah, it was an interesting evening.
Well, that's great.
And Sheila did a great job as the president of the Florida Council of the Blind.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
For our listeners, you're listening, if you have anything to say, if you have an organization, if you want to bring to the table right now or anytime, if you want to let us know in advance, if you want to write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let us know. We'll put it on the air. We'll talk about it.
That's your organization, and any activities are coming up. Maybe you're having a fundraiser dinner. Or anything, you know, let us know.
Let us know if you have anything coming up in your area. We'll talk about it on the air. So we don't just talk about one organization, two organizations, whatever you've got. If you hear us talking about one organization a lot, that's only because you are not to bring into the table your organization. Because if a lot of people are calling about one organization, that's because they're bringing it to the table. We do not, and I'm telling you right now, we do not, in any way, shape, or form, discriminate any organization.
Nope.
So if you have an organization, you want to talk about it, these airwaves are yours. Just let us know. We'd like to know in advance. Write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And once again, Michael, let everybody know this is your show. It's not our show. It's your show. So let us know.
Gary Singh is 100% right. This is your show. And feel free to let us know what your organization is doing. We don't know. You can have something in Pennsylvania. You can have something in Chicago. You have something in New York. Let us know what you're doing.
And if you don't want to call in, that's fine. Just email us and I will read it. That's what I do for a lot of organizations.
Yeah, we'll read it. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, if you missed any of these shows now, we have more than 300 archive shows. Don't forget, we are live on the radio. This is not a podcast. We're live on the radio. And our audience is getting just bigger and bigger and bigger thanks to you folks that are listening. And, yeah, believe it or not, we have more than a million folks listening to our radio show every week. And we archive. When the show's over, we try to get it up the same night, at least within 24 hours. We archive the show. So go to our website. If you missed any part of this show or any part of the other 300 shows are archived, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the website, blind and, don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
It looks like we're going to be going to break, Michael, and then we come back and...
we'll do some trivia.
You and Gary are doing trivia?
Yep.
I just wanted everybody to know, and I hope you stay tuned to the second hour, because we have some great guests in the second hour.
Got some nice songs coming up. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to do a break. See you at the break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Calling all leaders, join us at the Executive Leadership Conference hosted by Vision Serve Alliance. Join hundreds of leaders in the field of blindness, low vision, and visual impairment for this three-day conference focused on networking, learning, and collaboration. Gain CEU credits, expand your network, and learn how to make a bigger impact in 2021. This year's VSA ELC is entitled Innovating for Success and will be on Tuesday, April 27th through the 29th. Register now at VSAELC.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with Vision Serve Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Somebody wants to say hello.
Come on back. Okay. Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And don't forget, folks, if you're excited, we love you too. We love you to listen. We love you to call in. And don't forget, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's what this show is all about. And if you're listening for the first time on the radio, well, yes, we have to pay to be on the radios, all the different radio stations. That's how we're on the radio. Nobody lets us on free. We have to pay them. And if you're listening on the station right now, whether you're streaming or on the radio, thanks to the radio station, that's where we're on. Very soon we'll be on FM stations as well.
Yay!
Okay, yeah, yeah. So Michael, not to interrupt, but we have a couple of callers. We have, am I correct, Glenn, we have Frank from Canada calling in.
Yeah,
and
Frank.
Then Nigel from Boca Raton, Florida.
Frankie and Nigel.
Frank from Canada. Okay. Frank, you there?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, yeah,
Frank.
I'm here. Hi, how are you? How are you doing tonight?
How are you doing? Frank, Canada.
We're good. Yeah, I'm calling from Manitoba. It's just north of North Dakota.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
How did you learn about the show, Frank?
So, stumbled across your program on the internet, so listening online. So, very interesting
very
for
nice.
Me. First-time listener, first-time caller. So, I have a question for you. I'd like to sort of understand this as from a sighted person's perspective. How do the visually impaired deal with the general switch the world has made to virtual, like online shopping and just social media and stuff like that? Are the visually impaired having equal access to everybody else on that, or is
pretty
that
much.
A challenge?
Absolutely, pretty much.
Online shopping?
But if you're visually impaired or blind, we listen to all different kinds of shows, and that's what the internet's for. That's what.
Perhaps somebody's listening that is blind or visually impaired could call in right now and answer Frank.
Answer Frank. I'd like to hear somebody.
We have a lot of friends that are very
407-894-680. If you are savvy, answer Frank's question. 407-894-680. Frank just asked your question. If you're visually impaired blind, call
Frank,
in right now.
This is Gary. And I want to let you know that we are virtual on the phones right now. We haven't been in the studio for 13, 14 months.
Yeah, we're doing it
and
by
we
Zoom.
All do
because
it
of COVID-19.
By Zoom, yeah. So we're all doing our stuff at home.
But doing your shopping, your grocery shopping, or Amazon shopping, eBay shopping online, is that
right?
Easily
yeah.
accessible?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much.
But they use Instacart and
home delivery.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things have changed.
Yep.
We hope you keep on listening, Frank, and you keep listening.
Thank you, Frank.
And hopefully somebody will call in and answer the question. We have to take our next caller, but thank you,
Thanks
Frank.
For calling in, Frank.
Okay.
That's Frank in Canada. Keep on listening.
We're here every Sunday night.
Next caller is Nigel.
Have a good night.
Okay. Who else on the line right now? Somebody else on the line?
Nigel.
Nigel is from
Good
South
evening.
Florida. Nigel, how you doing?
Good evening, Michael. Doing great. Are you doing better? I hope.
Not the same, Nigel.
Well,
at least my hope is up. I'm praying. Believe it or not,
that's
two
great.
Doctors. There's only seven doctors in the state of Florida that.
Oh,
specialize in my problem, and hopefully they'll be able to fix it.
Oh, yeah, with that.
I have an appointment with two of them.
Even though it's only two.
Believe it or not, a lot of hospitals, I have to go to the hospitals, a lot of hospitals don't even do it. Mayo Clinic doesn't do it. A lot of hospitals around the state doesn't do it.
Oh,
I need a, what's it called, honey?
A urologist
who specializes in
neurogenic bladder.
Neurogenic bladder.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
the nerves and the brain.
How are you, Nigel?
I'm doing great, Lynn, and I wanted to report that I had the distinct pleasure of having dinner, with our co-host, Gary Sinclair, last evening.
Wow.
Thank you, Nigel.
We had a wonderful banquet dinner with Sheila Young, and yes, Gary and I shared the table. We got to talk a little bit about the radio program and the fact that I have spoken with Brother Gary numerous times via this medium. the Blind and Beyond radio show on the phone, but this was the first time, as I recall, that we actually met in person. It was a terrific convention. It was covered by ACB Radio. I believe there will be podcasts of most, if not all, of the vital meetings. It started on Thursday and concluded this afternoon, not too far from y'all. It was in Maitland at the Sheraton Orlando North.
Yeah, we know the hotel.
Yes.
Close to Gary, actually, yeah.
Not yes, up, yes, indeed it was. Yeah. And it was a great pleasure. We had a wonderful time. And oh, by the way, Gary, guess who I got to meet this morning? Your military buddy, Jim.
Who's that? Oh, Jimmy Brooks. Yeah.
Yes.
And we went to boot camp together at the same time and stationed together. Yes.
He was
I'm glad you
got
to meet Jimmy. He's a good guy.
Yes. I shared Kimberly and I shared a breakfast table with him and Carl McCoy this morning. So it was wonderful.
Good. I'm glad you got the
end. Nigel, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to go right now to our first tribute.
Actually, we have a caller from Canada, Canadian, that wants to answer Frank's question. So let's take Carrie real fast.
Okay. Excellent. We have another caller calling in from Canada.
The other side, British Columbia.
British Columbia. Who's this person?
Carrie.
Carrie, you there?
It's me.
Dynamic duo.
So you want to answer Frank? Carrie, you want to answer Frank?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
How you doing?
I'm doing really great, and I'm calling actually to answer the question that was posed about the move to online and virtual. And really, I'll answer this in a two-folded way. First of all, the virtual programs are usually really accessible. Zoom is accessible. FaceTime audio is accessible. Facebook Messenger is accessible. The online shopping aspect, it all depends on the site. So if you get a site like Amazon, yes, it's very accessible. But if you get another site like, I don't know, we don't have it in Canada, but Grubhub, it may not be accessible. So in that area, it largely depends. For me, myself, I'm loving the move to virtual.
Yeah, and it can go anywhere. You can do everything from home. That's what's great about it.
There's only one thing I got to say about that. It's going virtual.
You know,
there's only one thing I got to say about going virtual. I can't wait to get back to the studio.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie, for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a good day.
Be safe.
You too. Throw in your trivia.
Okay, it's trivia time. Glenn, first trivia. Will you pull it up and play the song? Who's singing the song?
That would be Gary's.
This is to be Gary's song, number one. Who's playing the song? 407-894-680.
You say that you love me. Say you love me.
Good song, Gary.
Yep, it's a good one, too. I love this song.
Song 407-894-680. Who's singing the song? First trivia song. Call in and win a $10 gift card to Subway. Okay, Glenn.
That's good.
So,
you know, Michael, I talked to Lynn about this, and if you remember back in those days, they all wore the same clothes, like the Parger and the Raiders.
Yeah.
That was another band. But they all, like the Beatles, they wore, and I even had a Beatles jacket with the collar could come on and take off.
Gary, it was the Nehru collar.
Yeah.
I never liked all those bands. You know why?
You're an oldie.
No, I'm an oldie man because they messed up the doo-wop because that pushed
the Beatles came
when the Beatles came over that ended the doo-wop area.
Yeah.
Well,
I was in
63, something's got to change sometime. The Beatles did a wonderful job of changing the music a little bit. I love the oldies now. Don't get me wrong, I love the oldies too. It's all I listen to basically. But I love the Beatles coming out through and change the pace of music.
So who was singing that song? 407-894-680. Who was singing that song? 407-894-1680. The first trivia of the night. 407-894-1680. First trivia.
That's fairly easy. That's fairly easy. Yep.
Easy when you know it.
It's easy when you know it.
Yeah,
Gary.
It's easy when you know it. Well, these guys are sharp too, Gary. I like these guys. These guys are sharp. I like the way they dress.
Okay. Yep, yep. They dress really cool.
Oh, yeah, he's looking at the video.
Anybody on the line?
Yeah, Nigel's calling back. He says he's got the answer.
I knew Nigel would do that. Okay. I knew Nigel would know.
There he goes.
Nigel.
Of course I'm back again. And of course it's the
hey,
day
Nigel.
Park Prize.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
Who do you say I couldn't hear?
Dave Clark 5.
Yeah. Dave Clark 6, huh?
At one time, speaking of that, the AM radio station that was popular in South Florida at the time do I have the right to permission to use the call letters of another
station?
Yeah,
you can do it, yeah.
It was sure. WQAM. They were the number one rock and roll station, AM rock and roll station. Of course, in those days, they only had AM rock. Well, you remember in those days, too, where they had band members come on to just before a song played by the band was played, they would prefix it or preface it with some announcement made by one of the band members.
Right.
This particular song, I'm not sure which one it was, but whenever they played a song by the Dave Clark Five, they would have one of the band members come on and say, "Hi, this is," you know, whatever his name was, maybe it was Dave Clark. He said, "We are checking with our manager to have our name changed officially to the Dave Clark 56, you know, because on WQM was 560 on the AM dial, or 56. So obviously it was not a hoax, but a means of promoting the radio station.
Nigel, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Enjoy Subway. Enjoy it.
Again, it was great meeting you last night.
Nice meeting you, Nigel.
Look forward to
Nigel.
Seeing you. Yes, sir.
Nigel, before you hang up, give your name and address to Angela.
I will do that.
Angela. Okay.
Good deal. All right.
Keep on listening, Angel.
Absolutely.
We got a lot more trivia to go. Can we do another trivia?
I don't know.
Too close?
It's 7:52.
Oh, we got enough
time. I've got 30 days.
Okay. Okay.
We're
going to do another trivia.
He has yours. Your second one.
Len.
You ready?
The second trivia.
You ready for
the
second one?
Second trivia.
All right, let's go.
Ready.
Let's do it. Here we go.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark that hypnotized me with love. She was a gypsy woman.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. First, okay, let's go. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. You got 2 minutes to answer it before we give you the answer. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Who's that question? You, Michael?
Who's singing the song? Who's singing the song?
407-894-1680.
It's Michael.
Michael? Okay.
Yeah. And kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you, gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman. All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun.
Okay, Glenn. Okay, so who was singing that song? 407?
407-894-1680. You got a minute and a half to call in. Otherwise, I'm going to give you the answer. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
You know who it is, guys?
He doesn't know.
No. I know songs. I just don't know the names of the bands. Or I might know the name of the band, but I don't know who's singing it.
So, Gary, how are your peacocks doing?
I'm surprised they ain't saying anything yet. By the second hour, they should be saying something, because that's time for them to come home and roost. So they call each other to get her.
So, folks, you think you know that last one? I don't think you do. Anybody calling in, Glenn?
No, nobody's calling in. That's an easy one. That's a good one there. I want to shout out to Nigel, WQAM. When I was a young tyke in Miami, that was the radio station that I listened to. It was a rock and roll station with a guy named Rick Shaw. Rick Shaw, WQAM down in Miami. Man, he just took me way, way back.
I didn't know that was you in Miami.
Yeah, the guys, the big DJ in Miami at WQAM 560, his name was Rick Shaw. Really good.
Rick Shaw.
Rick Shaw. Yeah.
Rick Shaw.
Yeah, Rick Shaw.
I didn't know they let Glenn into Miami.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me in.
Related to Chris.
Yeah.
Glenn, that's where you started in the radio business, correct?
I did. I started down there in Miami at WMBM. Sure did, on Miami Beach. Yeah. I was born and raised in Miami.
Were you?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Man, that
so
was
you're
a good
a Miamian?
One. Yes, ma'am. I'm a Miamian.
A Miamian. Say it.
A Miamian. I got to ask you a question, Glenn.
Go ahead.
See, you lived in Miami down there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sort of try to learn Spanish?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Spanish-speaking people down there.
Sí.
You know how to do both?
Sí. Muy español.
Okay. I lived in Spain for a year. I lived in Puerto Rico for 3.5 years, and I don't know a lick of it. Except for I asked for a glass of water or a beer.
Anybody know the answer yet? Anybody calling in, Glenn?
Nobody's calling in. I think you stumped them.
Okay, I'm going to give you the answer then. In one minute, I'm going to give you the answer.
But we have 3 minutes.
I'm going to give you the answer.
Miss Green knows
the answer.
I have a feeling I heard something there. They're looking for T-U-R.
You want me to play some more of it, Michael?
Well, I'm gonna play it. In a second. But I'm gonna play the leader of that group. He right before this song was done, this Jerry Butler was the lead singer of that group, and he broke up with them, and they come out with this song. Okay. That was a big song, and I just gave you a big hint to the name of the group. But Jerry Butler was the lead. Okay, play the song, and I'm going to give you the answer. Just play a little bit of it, not much.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark that hypnotized me with love. She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
Okay, anybody else on the line? I'm going to give the answer.
No, nobody called. You stumped them.
Okay, the name of the group that sang this song, the lead singer, right before that song came out, was Jerry Butler, and he had a group that called themselves The Impressions.
Wow.
That's the song, The Impressions. Wow. It was Jerry Butler and The Impressions. And then Jerry Butler broke up, and he went out by himself, and then The Impressions, because originally when he did He Will Break Your Heart and For Your Precious Love, it was always Jerry Butler and The Impressions. Jerry Butler was the lead. Then they broke up, Jerry Butler. He went strictly single. And The Impressions came out with that song. Because originally The Impressions were the backup to Jerry Butler. That was Jerry Butler, part of The Impressions. There's a lot of big groups that had lead singers. You had Benny King from The Drifters, Clyde McFadden from The Drifters. Can anybody tell me? This is not trivia.
Well, we're going to the top of the
Anybody can tell me who was one of the lead singers from the Platters that started his own? He went on his own? The Platters?
Glenn, we're going to go to the top of the hour?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, dope.
We're on top of the hour. Don't go away. Don't go away. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now Secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at BVA.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.